The debate over gun rights and gun regulations took center stage in Washington this month when the U.S. Supreme Court took up a rare case focused on the Second Amendment. But the arguments actually focused on procedure and whether the justices should dismiss the case. Guns and America's Matt Richmond reports on what that means for the debate over gun control.
Outside the Supreme Court on this cold December morning, a few dozen gun control supporters were holding a rally. While inside the court, the justices were preparing to hear a gun rights case. Tatiana Washington from Milwaukee was outside the court. Not long ago, a stray bullet came through the window of her parents' home.
Culture normalization, where it was like, haha, like, it was just like, kind of like all like laughed it off because this is like supposed to happen in communities like mine. Even though it's not okay, it shouldn't happen. It's not supposed to happen.
The case was New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City, a challenge of a New York City law severely restricting where firearms could be transported. Here's why every town for gun safety, Giffords and Brady, were sounding the alarm. An opinion from this solidly conservative court could be used to strike down other gun regulations and derail campaigns for new laws. That, according to Paul Brockman of the gun rights group Patriot Picket, is exactly what the court should do.
Absolutely not. This is a fundamental right. I mean, we don't restrict the 1A in New York more than we restrict it in Texas. Why should we be restricting the right to bear arms in other states than we do in the more freer states?
But it doesn't seem like the court will make that ruling this time around. Almost all of the one-hour hearing inside the court focused on whether there even was a case to consider, since New York City has already repealed the disputed law. Chris Brown, president of Brady, was at the court after the hearing and said that's a clue about what's coming.
It's impossible to fully predict, but yes, I would think that if they were more interested in the substance behind it, they would have gotten to those additional issues.
The court could dismiss the case as moot. That would give gun control advocates a chance to take a breath. But next year, those advocates will probably be back in the exact same place, says Ilya Shapiro of the Libertarian Cato Institute.
If this case is indeed mooted out, it's not the end of the world for those who want either broader Second Amendment rights or the court to start fleshing out the scope of it, because there are already a stack of petitions fully briefed and ready for the court to decide.
Next up could be a case on the stricter limits to carrying guns in public adopted by some states, or one on limits on gun magazine capacity. Gun rights groups and some of the conservative justices on the court have grown impatient in the last few years. The court established an individual right to own a firearm in the home in two big decisions almost a decade ago. But since what's known as the Heller case and the McDonald case, the court hasn't ruled on the Second Amendment. Chief Justice John Roberts is likely to be the swing vote in this sharply divided court. But Shapiro says that a vote to dismiss the New York case doesn't mean their cause is lost.
You know, mootness doctrine is separate than the merits, and John Roberts was part of the majorities in Heller and McDonald, so just because he would rule that way on mootness doesn't indicate anything on the merits.
For gun control advocates, the Supreme Court arguments gave them optimism about a dismissal in this case. And John Lowy, lead counsel for Brady, saw hope for future cases in an unlikely place, Justice Samuel Alito.
Justice Alito does have a background before he was on the court in law enforcement and in enforcing and, you know, prosecuting some of the sorts of laws that would be at issue.
Early in his career, Alito worked on criminal cases as an assistant district attorney. While Alito is seen as a solidly conservative justice, Lowy says he saw an opening in Alito's questions during the hearing.
Our view is that the Constitution allows laws that protect public safety broadly. You know, Alito was not disputing that. He was simply asking, is there a public safety interest in the law that's at issue?
If that's the standard the court adopts whenever it does tackle the Second Amendment, says Lowy, then gun regulations have a shot, even with this court. For Guns and America, I'm Matt Richmond.